not long ago, there seemed to be much more agreement that climate change was happening. That really has shifted dramatically. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think mostly it's a pain in the Great Recession. I mean, we're worried about this month's mortgage payment, this month's paycheck. It's also true that some people with a lot of money are able to basically fuzz up the science and cast doubt where really very little doubt exists.
Well, how do you propose getting people to talk about this without having them immediately divide into camps?
That is a huge challenge, of course, because this is really about a tribal kind of contest. I think part of it is understandable from the constituencies that I'm trying to reach, which is that, gee, these people come along with these apocalyptic visions, and then they attempt to ram through some great big government regulations and a big old tax increase, and they want to grow the size of government, they want to run my life. The challenge that we've got at the Energy and Enterprise Initiative is to change the conversation and move it to a conversation about free enterprise, which is where conservatives feel comfortable.
Now, you've said that we're not paying the true cost of fuel. Why?
Because there are hidden costs that aren't attached to the product. Gee, gas looks pretty cheap relative to its actual cost.
What is its actual cost? What are you talking about?
Well, for example, in the case of gasoline, there's, of course, a lot of defense costs that go into the protection of the supply line out of the Middle East. There are environmental costs associated with it. And then, of course, there are tax subsidies that go to energy companies. All of those things distort the true cost of gasoline. Not many people want to run for Congress saying, elect me, I'll make your gasoline go up in price, right?
That's a hard sell.
You'll get your mother to vote for you, maybe your dad. We want to give you a corresponding tax cut somewhere else. We also have to get across this point that you think it's possible to get away with not paying the true cost. If you're a conservative, the answer is in Milton Friedman's book title, No Such Thing as a Free Lunch. You know, right now we pay, for example, the health cost of coal-fired electricity through an opaque healthcare system. 23,600 Americans die prematurely each year because of the soot from coal-fired electrical plants. Over 3 million lost workdays. Those are real costs.
So the idea is a tax swap. You shift the taxes off income and capital and onto carbon dioxide.
Right. And put a tax on something that you maybe want less of, which is CO2.
So you are in favor of doing away with all subsidies for things like solar and wind, but also fossil fuels.
Correct.
What about the infrastructure that's already built up around fossil fuels? I'm just wondering, how can newer technologies reach that parity without subsidies?
It's a good question. I mean, and it's surely the case that we have for years subsidized the fossil fuel industries. If you want to make a parity argument or an equity argument between them, you could say, well, let's just subsidize wind and solar. The problem with that, I think, is it doesn't work in this current political environment where people are so distrustful of the government making those kind of choices. And I join them in that distrust because I don't think the government's a very good investor.
How much support are you finding right now among fellow conservatives?
I'm finding that college Republicans, Federalist societies, young evangelicals are open to these concepts because they're taking econ, they're taking chemistry, they're taking physics. We hope that they become effective ambassadors to their parents and grandparents.
And what kind of impact do you hope to have on the next congressional or presidential elections?
What we're attempting to be is the best friend of members of Congress who want to come up out of the foxhole. We think that there are a good number of Republicans who know better, who know, understand the science, who could make the case. But they're aware that during the height of sort of the distrust of government and of this sort of action, that they got to hide down in the foxhole. So we want to come along and provide some covering fire so they can come up out of the foxhole and take the hill. If elected officials feel the support, then they'll lead. It's a long conversation that we've got to engage in here.
Thank you for stopping by and talking with us.
Great to be with you. Thanks.